Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. New Mexico affiliate holds leadership conference. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Fred Schroeder, Joe Cordova, Christine Hall, Art Schreiber, and Adelmo Vigil. The NFB of New Mexico held a full-day leadership conference on Saturday, October 30, 2016, in Albuquerque to set priorities for the upcoming year. Fred Schroeder, a former New Mexican, was on hand to speak to the 50 affiliate members who, by attending, committed themselves to taking a leadership role in our affiliate for the upcoming year. Fred recited some history about the NFB, and in particular, the accomplishments that enliven our past and make our present a better place to live. He recognized with pride past leaders and hard-working members who made many of the accomplishments possible. During the afternoon session, four working committees were formed. Each committee set its goals, assigned tasks, and set timelines to hold each other accountable for making the progress we want in 2017. At the conference, we had our current president, Adelmo Vigil, and all of the past affiliate presidents who served during the last 34 years. Pictured are Fred Schroeder, 1982 to 1986, Joe Cordova, 1986 to 1996, Art Schreiber, 1996 to 2008, Christine Hall, 2008 to 2012, and Adelmo Vigil, 2012 to present. Elected. At their September meeting, the National Federation of the Blind of Montana Electric City Chapter elected the following officers. President, Sheila Legland. Vice President, Harold Legland. Secretary, Ted Robbins. Treasurer, Joy Breslauer. Elected. The Kansas City Chapter is excited to announce our 2017 Board of Directors. President, Ruby Polk. First Vice President, Daniel Garcia. Second Vice President, Jeff Giffen. Secretary, Ben Blagg. Treasurer Jeff Wright, and board members Sarita Khan and Willa Patterson. Elected, the Greater Portland Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Maine would like to announce the following election results. President Walter Wojtasek, Vice President Bud Bazell, Secretary Mark Hodgden, Treasurer Randy Belevance, and Trustees John Lee and Gerard Landry. Elected, on Saturday, November 19, 2016, the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri Columbia Chapter elected officers and board members for 2017. President Debbie Wunder, Vice President Daisha Cole, Treasurer Carol Coulter, Secretary Jean Coulter, and board member Brittany Burke. The board and the members who elected us have much work to do and are determined to get it done. Elected. The following people were elected at the 2016 National Federation of the Blind of Washington Convention. President Marcy Carpenter, re-elected. First Vice President Mike Mello, re-elected. Second Vice President Maria Bradford, re-elected. Secretary Andrea Travis, newly elected. Treasurer Corey Grandstaff, newly elected. And board members Noel Nightingale, re-elected, and Doug Trimble, newly elected. We had 111 people in attendance at our convention this year. We are building the Federation in Washington State. Elected. At their November meeting, the Mineral Area Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri held their election for the new slate of officers. President Roger Crome, Vice President Bob Stamm, Secretary and Treasurer Wendy Crome, and Board Member Donald Goosens. Elected. The members of the Board of Directors of the Iowa affiliate were voted in at our business meeting on Sunday, October 9, 2016, at our convention in Urbandale, Iowa. President Gerard S. Nyland, First Vice President Karen Clayton, Second Vice President Daryl Kirby, Secretary Scott Van Corp, Treasurer David Hamill, and board members Cindy Ray, Ty Tomasi, Donna Prime, and Michael Barber. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. DOT and Southwest Airlines reach historic agreement. The U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, announced today that it has reached an agreement with Southwest Airlines in which the airline will ensure that at least 50% of its kiosks at U.S. airports are accessible to passengers with disabilities by September 30, 2017. In addition, any automated kiosk that Southwest installs after that date will be an accessible model, so that in the future, 100% of its kiosks will be accessible to passengers with disabilities. Kiosks installed at U.S. airports are used for a variety of functions, such as printing boarding passes and baggage tags, scanning passports to check-in, and canceling or rebooking tickets. This agreement will enable people with disabilities to travel more independently by ensuring that there are significantly more accessible airport kiosks available for their use, said U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox. The department is committed to ensuring that our air transportation system is accessible for everyone. We commend the efforts of all airlines that are actively working to ensure that they meet the department's accessibility requirements for automated kiosks, and credit Southwest for instituting additional measures under this agreement to improve accessibility for its passengers. The agreement is available at www.regulations.gov, docket DOT-OST-2016-0202. New way to use Uber and Lyft without a smartphone. GoGo is an automated hotline that lets people use Uber and Lyft without needing a smartphone. Uber and Lyft are available nationally. When you use GoGo Grandparent, we'll send you whichever one is cheapest at the time that you make your request for a ride. Their prices are typically up to 40% less than the cost of a cab. Using GoGo is simple. Callers call from a number they have registered with us and hear a menu of options. They can press 1 for a car to be sent to pick them up from their home, 2 for a car to be sent to pick them up where we dropped them off last, or 0 to speak with an operator for a custom pickup location. Once the driver arrives, they tell the driver where they want to go. When you make a request, a car shows up at your door within 15 minutes, typically less. To register free of charge, please call 855-464-6872 or visit gogograndparent.com/register. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its Constitution.